I lost my notes. Give me one sec.
Come on, Jason.
I'm so fucking... Look, it's just a lot's been going on, okay?
Yep.
I feel that. Okay, so some news to begin with. Ja Rule did a commercial for a Greek joint down in L.A. Papa Cristo's 2771 West Pico Boulevard in L.A. He did a commercial for a Greek joint out there, and he did it in his backyard.
Ew. But that has, like, tires in it and shit. Like,
with a shitty green screen, and we are going to take a quick listen right fucking now after this ad. How do I not have ad block on my phone? Here you go.
Slap your mama! Pop Cristo's got the best motherfucking gyros. You ever f***ing ate your life so good that when it thinks of, you got to have Peters! Pop Cristo Peters!
They got everything. I'm going to just give you a rundown of some of my favorites. They got tzatziki. Hold on.
Has this guy even eaten there? Like,
Jarrell's on a keto diet.
You can't even pronounce the food, it's so good. Show him what you're working with, Papa. Show him how you do it.
I feel like Greek food would be hard to do keto on.
Come on down to Papa Cristo's, 2771 West Boulevard Pico.
He said he even said the wrong directions.
Oh man!
And so like he did it in his backyard. I do want to pinpoint number one. Ja Rule's in great shape,
but at what cost? Mid late 40s.
two. At the cost of how much?
Gotta do something. Costs.
he put up the green screen himself, which wasn't too bad. But number three. Big ups to him for filming it alone in his backyard, but boo the editor for not chroma keying correctly the entire fucking thing. Because at some point, you do see a blue flash near the end of the commercial. And it's just like, come on, guy. What are you rendering in?
I feel like that's part of the whole COVID aesthetic. It's knocked back fucking like video quality at least 10 years because like everyone's doing it poorly and it's acceptable. Like, just, ugh. It's fucking bad.
Yeah. Everyone's filming on like an XA10. You know, what the fuck, man? For those of you who don't know what an XA10 is, please go Google it. I'm sure your parents
get a
still
mini
own one.
DV tape that the government has. The black site I'm being held at. So,
oh my god! If you haven't noticed, we brought Jim back from the Jersey Shore. Really, the Jersey Shore.
I've been abandoned there the whole time. Pauly D. Just vibing. Just straight vibing.
Yeah, buddy! The Cavs are here, and so is Jim. And good news for Catherine, the Chicks. The Dixie Chicks.
The
artists formerly known as the Dixie Chicks are now the Chicks. Because it takes white people 30-plus years to realize the shit they have is pretty
racist.
They're
the good ones, you know?
Yep. Yeah,
they fought Bush.
they're the good ones.
Everyone forgets that.
Do you know the evolution of how insane it was to go against the war in 2002? Like, the balls it took to say, you know, I think war is bad. And for an entire genre to fucking hate you. And now you're the heroes 20 years later? Like,
it's a very fickle industry that country music.
That country music. Oh my god. It's hard to segue out of this now. So as we've talked about in our previous episodes about highlighting an organization that we believe in every week, we choose this week to be the Brave Space Alliance. Brave Space Alliance over on the south side of Chicago is the first Black-led, trans-led, LGBTQ center of its kind in the area. They typically host and support groups, partnering with local organizations to provide free produce to its members, and are currently providing COVID-19 testing. For more info, please visit bravespacealliance.org to support, get involved, and to donate. Yes. We support these things because that's what good fucking people do. So go check them out, please. And please check out what we are going to talk about now on the 2000s.
Not your best work, but... I see the effort shown.
It's for a good cause.
Yeah, you're such a bigot, Catherine. <Shut up. laughs>
You're anti-podcast.
Yeah. she's like an anti-Potter.
Anti-Potter.
Shut up.
All right.
Anti-Pottermore.
Speaking about shutting up, we're here to talk about MySpace this week. And to start this off, I'm going to crack open this LaCroix.
Nice. You hear all that no flavor.
You can hear the no flavor. It is hibiscus flavor.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
I didn't know they had that flavor.
They got limoncello flavor, hibiscus, and I forget what the other one is, but I have the tropical variety pack or whatever.
If you like distill that down into like actually having flavor, that would probably be pretty good with vodka.
If I distill this down, it just turns into Smirnoff.
Exactly.
Smirnoff Ice. Shout out to Samantha. It's a Smirnoff Ice.
Turns into a fucking wine cooler.
Oh my god. So, MySpace. Some parents forebode using this, but we all got one anyway. Do you remember that feeling? Now, I think this is more towards me and Jim. Do you remember that feeling coming back from school and seeing your blown up feed of new messages, new picture comment, new friend requests?
Haven't been happy since.
Yeah. I mean, talking about MySpace, to anyone listening, are you feeling triggered, man? Do you remember that home screen with your name, hello, Jim, with the exclamation point at the end of it?
It's like eight friends.
Eight friends.
Maximum, whatever the fuck it was.
Yeah.
Thanks, Tom.
Thanks. Big ups to Tom Anderson. Tom.
The OG.
The OG, who's now a landscape photographer.
Wait, what?
Yeah. He sold all that shit. He quit. Sold everything.
Was that his long game plan? Because if it is, that's an indication of how fucking expensive photography is.
Well, apparently he had talked about he never liked just doing one thing because he was like in high school, I was going to be a musician. I was really good at it. In college, I wanted to be a programmer. And so he was just like, retirement's great. I'm doing what I love. I love doing it. It's fun. He's taking a picture of mountains. Like,
good for him.
He's chilling.
That's kind of what I wish I were doing.
He did it. You know what's great? Teeth. People like him more than Mark Zuckerberg.
Oh yeah,
you know why?
Because Tom became the villain.
Yeah, because Tom Anderson is not an incel,
or a replicant. Or
he takes that test like every night before he goes to bed with his wife. Yeah. Cells
interlinked. It's like, hey, hon, you feeling it tonight? Cells and cells.
Cells. How is Mark Zuckerberg not in Blade Runner?
He was just probably the producer of it. Yeah. He wants to show his people pretty well.
Mark Zuckerberg was that replicant that Jared Leto first killed off in like the first scene.
John Bautista.
Okay. So do you remember like what year or like what year of school you got your MySpace learning?
Sadly, yes.
Oh my god. I think mine was like the seventh grade.
That early? Mm-hmm. Shit. I was way too supervised.
Yeah.
I think I was like a fucking like senior in high school.
Fuck!
Like,
late.
Yeah. I'm a late bloomer.
Yeah, I got mine 7th grade. I was 12. I was about 12.
Damn.
Yeah. But that was because like when I moved here, they put the computer in my room. So when my parents were in bed, I had full power.
See, I had one, but my dad was like tech savvier than I was for a time, but I just like also didn't really care for MySpace until like the emo kids started really getting into it, and by the time I joined, they all moved to Facebook, and it's like I can't even be like cool with the losers, you know.
now you're just a sucks. Plain loser.
Exactly, nothing's worse than that.
I'm fat free mayo, that's who you are.
Jim, you should get on TikTok.
there's already one government spying on me. I don't want the Chinese to spy too.
Oh my god,
it's too much.
They're probably already spying on you, anyways, Jim. Let's be real.
I wouldn't be surprised.
I told my fiance about how China's like going to take our like face and like replicate it to like their programming through TikTok, and she got so mad at me. She's like, "Why the fuck would you ruin a fucking app that I have fun with?" This and that. I'm just like, "I didn't make it. Don't yell at me."
Yeah. No, my mom is like legitimately afraid of that. They make a lot of books for boomers about this kind of shit.
Yeah. Which, for once, true. Fox News was right. You know, this shit is their TikTok will be the end of us all. It won't be Rona. Do you remember what your username was on MySpace?
Oof. That is a good question. I can't say I do.
Jimothy XOXO.
That would have been smart. It was literally, it was probably like my email, which I'm not going to say, but it's very fucking obvious. It's just my name.
Oh,
you know?
My God.
Like, I should have had more fun with it.
JimSci.com.
Yeah. Jim is cool. I'm not crying. You are.
Oh, my God.
At MySpace.
I love Garden State. It's like in your fucking bio.
No, I'm not Zach Braff. Also, no, I'm not Jesse Eisenberg.
I think you're taller than Jesse Eisenberg.
I fucking better be. Yeah. You know? Like,
he's a really smart guy. He's a really smart guy.
I'm sure he is. He's kind of faded out of the spotlight, too. You know?
Yeah. So, Catherine, you never had a MySpace, right?
No, I never had a MySpace.
Like,
were you banned from it?
Or you just, yeah.
I also was very heavily supervised on my shared family computer that was in a non-private space in the room where, like, my dad worked from home.
Yeah.
I love when you guys say you guys are heavily supervised as if you guys are on probation.
It's a police state. Yeah. Being in, like, a upper-middle-class white
it's
family.
True.
Being white is like being in a supermax prison.
Basically, yeah. You can't control your meals. You can't control your bedtime. You know, the only thing you don't have to do is exercise.
This is true.
That's why, like, all the B-roll of people who are, like, obese are just white people in sweats.
Usually, yeah. Which, no coincidence, I'm in right now, because I can be.
Oh my god. So I'm gonna say a word and tell me if you're triggered. Photo bucket.
Oh shit.
Yeah, look at that. Look at that. I found my photo bucket. I found it.
I thought that site went down.
So it went down, but like you can still, if you click on your old username, if you still know it, which I do, I found it, and all it is all the coding of all the pictures I saved, just in like code. I was like, wow, it's holy shit.
That's what we're going to be left with when Corona kills all of us. It's just code. It's raw fucking code that the Chinese are harvesting. So cool.
We're all just ones and zeros, man. Just ones and zeros.
Didn't take long for us to get conspiracyist, so that's fun.
Yeah, we are now in Alex Jones' podcast. For our next conspiracy theory episode.
Oh, I would love that. That could be like 2 hours.
InfoWars is our sponsor.
Tinfoil wrap sponsors.
I do miss having MySpace making me feel like I could be like a computer programmer, having to do themes with like the codes and like the HTML themes that I wanted, having like my Wu-Tang Clan background. it made you feel like you were doing something worthwhile with your time, that you weren't just like chit-chatting with like a girl you had a crush on, but more of like, I'm actually gonna like try and design my MySpace a little differently.
I know, it actually took effort to get that like sparkly mouse
cursor across. And you needed to have a theme or else you were a creeper that like
exactly
that just had like the regular blue tile about me friends, you know. It was just really weird. And all the quizzes, like all the bulletins, remember the bulletins?
Oh yeah.
Nasty.
I need to know what Twilight vampire I am.
Exactly. You know, X.
Vital information.
Mark this. Which one were you? And
Team
like
Edward? I don't know.
I think Team Edward won that shit in the long run because
he's actually a good actor.
He's an amazing actor. And Taylor Lautner stopped hitting the gym. So that's kind of weird.
Which, like, you know, I can empathize with that.
Yeah.
You know. I definitely miss the gym, but
that's why
it's gone.
And here we are with Jim.
Yep, the other gem.
J.I.M.
Sorry to disappoint. No gains here.
So, Catherine, like, what was there any part of the MySpace generation did you experience at all, even though you were heavily supervised as a Mennonite, you know.
Yes, that is me, a Mennonite. yeah, I mean, a little bit, but it was always very much like on the sideline. I mean, I even got on Facebook later than most people, once again because of my family.
Wait, when did you join Facebook?
I need to do some math.
I think I joined 2007.
Okay.
Yeah, I think I was in 7th or 8th grade. However,
damn,
whenever that was.
That's young too. I keep forgetting I'm like slightly somewhat older.
I keep forgetting I'm 40. Shit.
Like, I know.
Yeah.
80 inside.
I'm a baby compared to you guys. You guys are old as shit. So.
Gramps. Yeah. But not old enough to retire.
We won't retire, Jim.
I know. It's just going to be Waterworld. It's like, you have to either be we Kevin buy things, Costner or like the rafts.
We buy know? Things with like, sand and dirt.
Which might be a more viable currency in the long run. Yeah. So, I don't know.
Do you want to live in the Mad Max world or Water World?
Neither.
I can't swim, but I want to be a war boy, so.
Gattaca kill me when I'm 30.
Oh my god, disgusting.
But like, I don't know about you guys, but I had to get parental permission to join MySpace, and it was fucking pathetic.
Oh my god.
Like, literally had to have, like, the talk. Not about sex or anything, just like, Jim, we don't want you, like, signing up for MySpace, you know?
It was a scary thing. It was a scary thing, like, at the time.
I really had to convince my parents. I think I first tried when I was 16, and it was, like, a hard no, and I had to even tell them, like, you know, our relatives, my cousins, one of them's, like, a bodybuilder now, is on it, so holla, like, let me join, and no. And then now my dad's, like, you know, a fucking meme king on, like, Twitter and shit.
You know what's crazy is that
the boomers very quickly embrace social media.
Oh, fuck yeah. What's crazy is that getting a MySpace was, like, a journey that no one wanted to take. Like, parents treated it as if we were being deployed to Vietnam. Like, like, it was a scary thing to even to make sure your child was on the internet. And now having a Facebook is, like, a part of being a human. It's like getting your driver's license or, like, getting a social security card. It, like, you just come with it now.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah,
it's like a part of the whole identity. It is required, almost, yeah. Because then how are you going to connect?
Yeah.
You know? How are we going to know what memes you like?
Exactly.
You know? So what's...
That's how the Zuck keeps us.
Yeah. Big Zuck brother. The fuck? So, a little history behind MySpace. It all started because of another triggering name, Friendster.
Ooh.
Ooh. You're really old as shit if you had one.
Deep cuts.
Deep cuts. The B-sides. Friendster... please email us if you had one, because I never had one. I didn't know anyone who did it. I only heard of it, like, post-Friendster. Apparently, it turned into a gambling site, and then it it just evolved.
Seriously?
I'm dead serious. It evolved into a gambling site once they switched CEOs and, like, rebranded. And it was just...
I feel like gambling is how you, like, don't make friends.
Yeah, I know.
You know?
It's like, it's a friend killer. It's like the Uno for... It's like Uno with money.
Yeah.
The site finally died in 2018. Rest in peace.
R.I.P.
Rest in peace. So this all leads us to the god, Tom Anderson. Catherine, insert a clip of Smith saying Mr. Anderson from The Matrix.
Oh, Mr. Anderson.
Okay. I'll get right on that.
He was the initial president of the company. Wasn't CEO. Wait, what the fuck did I write? Really, like, this wasn't just a one-man show. It was, like, a community of programmers, funders, the whole... It was sheer genius and luck that they had. And a lot of the people who programmed it came from Friendster to work on MySpace because they saw it as a huge opportunity. And even early on, when it started to gain more traction, the Zuck offered to buy them for $75 million. What a cheap piece of shit. Like, especially at the time, he completely undervalued them, in my opinion. That's nothing.
I know, but hindsight bias, I feel like they go for less, and now they're just like a shitty Bandcamp kind of site.
So, we are definitely going to get into that. Here's the funny thing about this shit. So, in 05, Let's go all the way back, guys. 05. Rupert Murdoch, the scum of the earth, the god, News Corp, bought them for $580 million. And during time, they had 60 million plus users growing. And initially, Viacom was going to purchase them, but Rupert won the bidding war because they were initially going to be bought for 500 mil. And Rupert was just like, hello, I'm going to buy for $80 million more. And so he fucking did. And so Viacom chairman Sumner Redstone, which is a real fucking name, fired the CEO because he fucked up the deal. You know how fucking crazy that shit is? You fuck up a $500 million deal? I feel like it's a fireable offense. It's like not getting me coffee and then not landing a $500 million deal. It's like having the wrong milk in my coffee. I think I'd kill you. Like, if you gave me like 2% or like whole milk, you're dead, man. I am lactose intolerant. That's why if you give it to me, I'll fucking end you.
Lactate
or nothing, Brad. What the fuck? Give me oat milk or nothing at all.
Oat milk's pretty good.
That is the god-tier milk. That is the god-tier milk.
Yeah. It's like not the best for you for milk replacements, but the taste is like right where it needs to be. I feel like
it's
better than
almond. Almond is so watery. It's weak milk.
We need strong milk.
I like my milk with some like oomph.
Body.
With some body. There you go. Some body. It's a wine term. I want that body in my milk, bro.
How do you like your milk on the nose?
You know, with curves. By 2006, they were signing up to 200,000 people a day. And in 2007, 320,000 a fucking day. Like, what's the population of this earth? You know what I mean? That's fucking crazy. And it was the...
I was going to say too many, but that'd be a very
dark
joke.
Oh, my God. Oh, too many. We need a new plague. Insert office joke.
So sorry.
Oh, my
wear
God.
A mask.
Hashtag wear a mask. They were the most viewed site over Yahoo during that time. Remember when Yahoo was like peak Yahoo was like Yahoo Music, Yahoo Mail, Yahoo Messenger.
Yeah, that's a fuck up company now.
What the fuck? I would always confuse them for Yoohoo, the milk company. And I'd always see that shit. I'm like, I would get.
Is that what you like in your coffee?
Like, I was just like, how do people email through milk? It's like, how is this possible? And so these motherfuckers at MySpace were blowing the fuck up. They opened an office in MySpace in the UK, 11 countries around Europe, Asia, and the Americas. And their 100th million account was in the Netherlands. Air horn sound for the Dutch.
Dutch boys! Wooden shoes?
They signed. So here's the fucking thing about corporations, and I think it'd be really interesting to now brush into a topic about wealth disparity, because they signed an advertising deal with Google guaranteeing over 3 years $900 million ads, just on pure ads alone. Fucking who the fuck? Like, people can't buy food. And it's just like, you know what? Can you put this ad for GoDaddy.com on all of your websites? And we'll give you 900 mil in 3 years. Like,
more like crapitalism.
So it's fucking insane. Like, so this brings me back. If you guys have seen The Social Network, right? Remember when Andrew Garfield's character was just like, we need to get into ads. And Mark Zuckerberg was like, no, that's stupid. We shouldn't do that. And MySpace proved Mark Zuckerberg right. Getting into ads was the stupidest thing this company could have ever fucking done. Because they were just burning through cash. $900 million, they were going to splurge and vomit that out through other shit. Because they opened physical offices all over the world. Like, why the fuck? Like, granted, this is 05. The internet is not what it was now. Where you had, there's... You know, they have, like, the Amazon for Canada and, like, the UK and shit like that. Like, this was so new. Like, MySpace offices is in, like, the UK. You know what I mean? Facebook only has, like, how many offices, and it's all, it's only here in the U.S. You know, they're yeah. not stupid, and they can afford the real estate because they were private for so long. And so when the deal was signed with Google, Google chairman Eric Schmidt said, when we looked at what was growing on the web, all our internal, all the metrics pointed to MySpace. It's important to move Google to where users are, and that's where user-generated content is. And which is true, because that's where people, that's where everyone was. And this was before apps were a thing on your phone. Like, imagine if MySpace was an app. Right. You know, like...
Oh, man, that'd be glittery! Buggy as hell. That'd be the wild fucking west, but it'd be fun.
it was interesting. Oh. Oh, yeah, Catherine has a meeting to go
Y'all
to.
Y'all have fun.
This is now the show. My Catherine.
Just hang up. Oh, my God.
Answer your phone. What the fuck's wrong with you? Oh, my God. Did Jim hang up? Oh, okay.
What? I'm here.
Oh, yeah, because it's just a black screen. Sorry. All right, it's fine.
Yep. It's me. The void. Stupid.
Yeah, so basically, like, I think, well, not even think, I know. And they've kind of seen how MySpace culture influenced what is now influencer culture. And because I'm gonna name some names. It's going to be real triggering once we know. Tila Tequila.
Is she still doing shit?
Well, she tried to proclaim neo-Nazism, but then, like, it didn't work out for her.
Which is awfully interesting, you know, like, not being white and being a Nazi. It's like, what?
Yeah,
what
you're like, not exactly what Hitler envisioned, you know.
You know, are they giving out t-shirts? Like, what's the appeal? Yeah, I forgot about her. Didn't she, like, have rocks?
Yeah, during her performance.
A Juggalo Fest.
They had rocks thrown at her. They didn't like her. She's not a good person.
No, but you know what? Good for her for
perseverance is the key, guys.
It's important.
And she was persistent.
If you're going to be garbage, do it.
If you're going to be garbage,
and well,
do it full throttle, man. Go all the way till you die.
And then
Jeffree Star. Because these are two prime examples of people that made MySpace, like, being a celebrity, being friends, you know. Oh, like, you would tell your friends, I'm friends with Jeffree Star. Like, and like, you would see them on your feed and all stuff. Like, it made sense. You don't just follow somebody. Like, now we just follow people. But back then, we were friends with people.
I feel like Twitter kind of took that over to a point.
Well, Instagram really blew it up.
Yeah, definitely Instagram.
And so this all began with MySpace. This was, like, the genesis of being a social media influencer.
But what about, like, the first proto social media site, like, what was it called, classmates.com or some shit? Like, I feel like that, I remember seeing ads for that when I was like 13 or whatever, and it's like, I thought that seemed fucking lame, because it's like, if you already go to school, why do you need to friend them? And it's like, oh, it's for older people.
If you don't friend them and they're not in your top 8, are they really your friends? You know what I mean? Yeah,
probably
exactly.
Not.
And you can't be cool. Yeah. Here's the thing. Having a top 8 knew that you had a close circle of people, and these are the people you legit trusted. If you had a top 24, you were desperate. You couldn't trust anybody. Anything more than 8,
nope.
Like, come the fuck on. And if you had a top 4, that means you only had those 4 friends and no one else wanted to talk to you. That is it. 8 was the best number to have. And it meant a lot. If you were if you were number 1 and you were knocked down to number 2, you did something wrong. You fucked up. You fucked up along the way, bro. Like, you better go through your messages. You better go through your texts. You better remember it. Whether you talked to Ashley that day or not, and it pissed them off. Yeah.
Yeah, your fucking, like, phone number is out of her razor phone.
Yeah.
Like, you are in trouble.
Like, you better fucking check yourself who you're talking to during in between 3rd and 5th period, bro. Like,
Who did you send Rauer to, you know?
Rauer XD.
XD.
Dizzy XD. Yeah.
Yeah, you can't be doing those emo flirts over nothing.
Everyone knows,
strategize.
Man. Those circles were tight back in the day, bro. Those emo circles were tight. Those pentagram tight.
Yeah, gotta have your him shirt and
rest
all your photos.
Rest in peace, him,
you know?
Dude. They broke up last year. Yeah.
Did they really? I'm surprised
they
went on that long.
Yeah, I mean,
okay.
If you're listening,
that's like a quarter of the
That's like half their GDP was him. Billy Vallow was like their finance minister.
Yeah. well, you know what? I'm sure they can transition to another industry.
Her. Be fine. New spinoff band.
Yeah, they're woke now. It's her.
So Percival, one of the marketing CEOs, said in the early days that MySpace was really the pioneer of influencer marketing. Quote, they went to Friendster and found all the hot girls who got kicked off of Friendster because they were too sexy. And at MySpace, they were like, we don't fucking care. Just do whatever you want, which was true.
Yeah.
And so she came from Friendster, went to MySpace, and blew it the fuck up. They were like, hey, we don't care. We're from Los Angeles. Sex is what drives the economy out here. We're happy to have you. So, tequila, tequila. Blame MySpace. And also, without MySpace, we wouldn't have Soulja Boy. We would.
Oh, man. The pioneer. Real pioneer. He's a real pioneer. He's in every industry and somehow, like, kind of screwing each thing up. But I definitely applaud
the ambition because, you know, like, who would have fucking thought we would see Soulja Boy on Forbes magazine talking about investing?
Sure.
You know what I mean? It's like what the fucking time? Like, what fucking timeline are we in? Like, we never thought that the one dance, the one album would have led to this shit. But big ups to him.
Well, he did tell them, you know.
Oh, my God. Soulja Boy told them. He did tell them. He did tell them. I'm going to short stocks during the 2008 housing crisis.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so this was all in 2006, by the way. All the investing, the deals, everything was in 2000. They were fucking busy. They were getting busy. They went from generating $1 million a month to $30 million a month. I can't even look at my paycheck anymore without wanting to cry.
Yeah, that's just for the bills.
By 2007, the company was valued at $12 billion with a B. Billion!
Oh, man.
Capital
B.
They were cutting deals with Google and shit, but Facebook remained independent. They were just like, we're not going to do shit to it. We're just going to be, you're just going to have friends, and that's it. And that's it. Nothing else.
Yep.
And so what's interesting about MySpace is I'm sure we know a lot of our favorite bands during that time, they all blew up because of MySpace. Like, there was no other platform to post your music on except MySpace. That's where you put your band, your tour dates, everything. Now it's everywhere.
Yeah.
But that was like the central place to do it at was MySpace. Like, prime example, the Arctic Monkeys got big because of MySpace. They put out a music video. I bet you look good on a dance floor. It was their single. Their EPs were released through there. You could listen to it. And MySpace was the only company that had licensing and streaming rights for every label ever.
You know, that's pretty smart because that's like the only thing really keeping them like in business right now.
So basically, like, the VP talked about how he said his idea was to go all out on music. That they were the only site that could let you stream music for free from every label.
Right.
They paid $10 million a year for streaming rights. And they said, quote, it was a very special deal. We paid them about $10 million a year to get that deal, just to have the deal. Then we paid for all the usage as well. That was something nobody else had. We brokered that deal early on with the labels, and nobody else could even get close. We should have gone all in on music and cut ship on everything else.
Yeah, that's pretty prescient.
Honestly, that would have been huge if they had just like, you know what, we're going to cut this out early and just go balls deep into music, because that's where the money is in music. And so at some point, they also attempted to buy Spotify. But they were like, go fuck yourselves. We're not going to let you do that.
How early in the game? Because Spotify
like
was...
2007, 2008. It was really early to try to buy them. And so eventually, all the spending on corporate offices, lawyers, offices abroad, they couldn't afford a fucking firewall. Do you remember getting spam in your DMs? Like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Like, how? You know what I mean? They couldn't afford firewalls.
Yeah.
Any spamware protection, virus, you would get viruses just like logging in. Like, you couldn't.
In some ways, I feel like that's part of the aesthetic, though. I mean, just, it was totally fucking Wild West, you know? Like, you could have any background, any text that you really want. It all looked terrible, but it was uniquely your own. It's like, to me, that comes with the territory. It's like, yeah, I mean, my site already looks like it got fucking
hacked, I'm sure, so we all got anxious when we saw a message from an unknown user and, like, the subject line read RE colon, and we were just like, is this spam? Is it virus? Is this someone I know?
Yeah.
You gotta open it up and then you're fucked. And then you get doxxed. Yeah. It's just like the worst fucking thing ever. It's like the worst fucking thing ever, dude. And it's like, oh my God. Yeah. And so it's very interesting to like the real killer was ads. Like all the spam that was going on in your page, in your home, in your home page, your real page. Like it was just a fucking mess. And so like the Google deal really meant nothing because 900 million. Just kind of flew away before you knew it.
Yeah, if it drives away your user base, I mean, it's a bad fucking idea.
Murdoch talked about how buying MySpace was a huge fucking mistake. And I was like, you know how bad it is when everything else he's done in his life is like, okay, but buying MySpace was just like a huge bloody mistake.
Yeah, he's just chill so chill with that. I'm like... I mean, thanks for Trump indirectly, but okay.
Asshole. Like, God damn you. And so, fucking MySpace, like, I just remember the drama of having a top eight and moving people around would cause, you know, and just the shit. And you know, and you knew the kind of people you were. Like, I knew friends and knew family members that, correct me if I'm wrong, and I know some of you have seen this, whenever it's just like a bloody prayer hands and like a Virgin Mary and like your fucking background and then like a rosary, it's like fear no evil. It's just like it's like, yo, all your friends are snakes. It's like I hate that I fucking know people that are in my blood and that like I know personally that still do some shit like that. I'm just like that never ends. Those memes never end. Like, oh my God, like it's like, yo,
no. But that kind of aesthetic has gone to like
new
Snapchat.
Remember
in a
like
way?
All the gangster t-shirt and like the backgrounds of like Bugs Bunny and like Taz with like the gold teeth and like all balled out in Jordans and shit.
How they never got sued for that is beyond me. It's like, you know, I don't think Hanna-Barbera.
Yeah, Hanna-Barbera was in
fucking animation studios, like, you know, making
what the fuck. And
I'm like, gangster, the gangster SpongeBob.
I'm like, yo,
there's like. Nothing is gangster about him. If anything, Squidward
we
is like
reached
the most
peak
gangster.
Existence when they made SpongeBob into a Crip. We've really reached peak existence.
He strikes me more as a blood, but yeah.
Patrick's a blood. Patrick's a blood. Squidward's blood. A Pyru.
He's a gangster.
GD, yo, bees up. I'm so glad we're not on tape right now. Don't
I'm still
do this
recording.
To me, Jim. Get shot on my way to work.
I mean, you don't have to worry about COVID at that point.
Yeah, that's true.
But,
have you ever watched that The Killer Mike show on Netflix? Trigger warning?
Nah.
That's good. Karina saw it, and she loved it. She, like, was cracking up through every episode. Like, there's an episode where he talks to the Crips about becoming corporate and legitimate, because he's just like, why do the Hell's Angels, and like, oh, but they're like a biker and they help the community, like, yo, but what about Crips? Oh, they're all drug dealers. And it's just like, no, these, he goes to like a crew down in Atlanta, like Crips he knows, and he was like, yeah, like every weekend or something we give like backpacks to kids and food meals and all this shit, and like they pay for it, and he was just like, what if you guys made a cola, like an all natural cola, Crip cola? And so it was a really good episode showing the perception that a lot of people have of like gangs and kind of what they do in the community. And he even brought the Crips and Bloods to like become corporate to sell their cola in stores in Atlanta. And it's like the wildest shit. I'm like, holy fuck.
What flavors do they have? Because there's probably no chip.
Oh my God. Blueberry. No, it's like, so they took like Coca-Cola, but they made it in with natural ingredients without like all that shit. Okay. And they were like, oh, it tastes like cola.
I mean, honestly, that's how a lot of games in the world work. I mean, the fucking Yakuza like has seats in Japanese like board meetings, you know, with like top corporate, executives.
Man. It's gotta be corporate. It's crazy. Bro. This is a huge divergent from MySpace.
Got to mob out. Is it though?
Let's really talk about that whole diaspora right there. I can't believe like Catherine and I have not been hired by NPR at some point.
There's still a possibility. I mean, come
on, they're always reaching for content. Our new show on NPR, Money Talk, like it's just like some wild shit. It's always some niche thing they're talking about. We're talking about plants in Saudi Arabia. It's just,
just on the Kojo Nandu show, throwing it up for Coca-Cola. Like
we're gonna talk about the butterfly migration in West Africa. I'm like, and how it's affecting global warming. I'm like, oh my god, guys, really?
I do appreciate the niche programming, but it's like the world is dealing with bigger things right now.
Grown on racism. Two R's.
Yeah.
Team Rocket.
Pretty big deal. You know,
it's MySpace is a thing that I feel like we should bring back and have like force it, like have them start a petition to bring back the old layout. And I just want to see the red letters, new messages, and like just coming home. Because it was like the reward of like going to school and coming to your computer and logging in and seeing new friend requests or something. And it being like...
Yeah, honestly, kids today are fucking spoiled. All they can check all that on their phone while in
class.
There's
no reward.
The teachers
are
doing it too.
There's no reward. It's, like, it's just like...
Like they got to earn their dopamine.
Like, I got to know if Ashley messaged me today. And then you wait for a few hours, ride the bus home, run inside... Get your Hot Pocket and just log in and be like, oh shit, we're still talking.
She messaged Brandon. What? Why won't she send me?
Why is Zach in her top eight and not me? Explain your shit, bro.
I know. It was way more petty than Facebook and therefore more fun.
It was so much more scandalous too. And it's weird because we were underage. And so all that shit is wrong. All that shit is wrong. Yeah. But like at the time... We're all the same age, and it's just like...
Maybe my parents were right, even though it was very stupid that I couldn't sign up. Weird. It's like, I'm learning about the Holocaust this year. Why can't I have MySpace at
least? I'm learning about the Holocaust.
The world is terrible. Let me have social
exactly.
media.
MySpace TV, you know, MySpace TV was a thing, and then TMZ started using MySpace for all their shit. And so it was just a beautiful mess. It was just a beautiful mess, and I'm so glad we got to experience it.
It is what it is. It earned its place.
I do hate their rebranding a few years ago that it was just my, and then it was a space. It was just an empty space next to it, like, with...
Do they think they're cute? That's some, like, scam-looking kind of fucking site to have.
It's like my blank, and it's like, really? Really, bitch?
Yeah, that's some, like...
Lazy
custom ink kind of shit, you know, Squarespace.
Yeah, sponsoring. You don't see Squarespace using square and then like underscores.
Yeah,
that's lazy. That's crazy. Speaking of Squarespace, we are sponsored today by Squarespace.
This whole monologue.
Use Talk 2000 to get 20% off your first website.
Which Squarespace is actually
sponsor
legit.
Us.
That's
we've been
I
doing
use.
This 50 plus episodes, guys. Come on. We know you know people that know people in marketing and some agencies. Let's get some sponsors. Get me DoorDash. Get me Squarespace. Get us Blue Apron. Get us Blue Apron.
I feel like Blue Apron's not a thing anymore. And ironically, this would be the perfect time for them. They were like two years
isn't there a
too
new
early,
company now?
You know?
I
don't know. I just know their stock like went down 70% last year, which is like... pretty
there's a new company that HelloFresh
sure
it is that
they're okay.
Lea Michele was a sponsor by turned out that she's really mean on set and so she lost her sponsorship,
which I'm not surprised about
100%
like,
everyone
all.
Fucking knew. Like, I knew for years. I'm like, this just look in her eyes, crazy.
Yeah, it's blank, no expression. I've seen enough Top Chef episodes where she like randomly appears. It's
I do not want that energy near me. Back away from me, Satan. And so
that show spit out like a lot of sociopaths. Actually, it's kind of
funny. I can't wait to do a whole Glee episode. It's going to be a two-parter because there was just so much to unpack from.
Yeah, I might need to be a guest because, like, my girlfriend in freshman year of college made me watch it all the time, and that should have been the end of the relationship, but it wasn't.
Jimmy Gleek.
So, yeah, God, I do it to myself.
You really do it to yourself, honestly.
I had to do it to him.
Soulja Boy, tell him. Oh, my fucking God, dude. What the fuck? All right.
It came full circle.
I'm really glad we finally got to talk about MySpace. It was a long time coming. I got yelled at for not being diverse enough. I'm like, MySpace was crazy diverse. It's important. It's important staples in our whole society, in our culture to talk about. That's why.
Yeah. If you didn't have one, you knew someone who like had to delete theirs because of like cyberbullying.
And when you got rid of yours, all of your shit was deleted. And that's one thing I commend to MySpace for doing is that you could get rid of your account completely. You could completely delete it. You can't get rid of your Facebook. You have to go through lawyers to get rid of that shit.
Yep,
exactly. It's just like, yo, like I'm trying to, and it's always like, are you sure? We can deactivate it, but we can't. Yes, you fucking can. Zuck.
Yeah, it's an abusive relationship.
Zuck the cuck.
Leave.
And so,
yeah.
Leaving on Kuckerberg.
now we can leave.
So, it's a shame Catherine had to go. She had a meeting to attend to.
Clearly, yeah, something more important.
Clearly, fucking asshole. She's going to edit this in and be like, fucking idiots. So, next week, Catherine and I, Jim will be gone. Catherine and I will be talking about the great and everlasting, iconic, powerful powerhouse that is named Jennifer Lopez. We will be talking about J-Lo.
I feel like I could have a few points. I've seen Selena a few times, but whatever.
That's like white people saying, I have a black friend.
You know how many times I've had to comfort Erica watching it? Like, three times.
Don't get into it right now.
I even got teary-eyed, too. I can intellectually understand it. It's the Hispanic version of, like,
We all saw it.
You can ask people. It's like, where were you when it happened?
Where the fuck were you? Exactly.
Yeah.
But
it's a touch point.
In this case, there's no magic bullet. It was just a crazy woman. It was just... Could you imagine if she was shot on the way to her, like, arraignment, like Lee Harvey Oswald was?
Oh, man. It's kind of amazing she didn't. I mean, isn't she on parole right now?
I think she's still in jail.
I thought she was like.
I think she's
eligible for parole,
but I don't
like,
think that's.
Yeah, she's gonna get fucking.
She will get got.
Like J-Lo herself.
I could see that. You know, just like she ends up in the wrong block in the Bronx, and just like J-Lo like rolls up with Fat Joe and A-Rod and just fucking gat her right there.
Now that's a movie.
I'm Jenny
that's,
from the Block, bitch.
That we deserve.
Fat Joe's like the getaway driver.
Yeah, I think he's just Joe now. Didn't he lose weight?
Yeah, he's lost weight, but he's still a big guy. He's doing State Farm commercials now. Yeah,
is he?
He's like, hi, my name is Joe. I know you have your insurance company. It's like the funniest thing. It's him in like a velvet jumpsuit. It's like the funniest thing.
Nice. I haven't seen that, but I
Yeah, but shout out to Fat Joe. Shout out to Fat Joe. I love your music. It's part of my youth, honestly. Lean Back. Lean Back was the shit. Anytime you hear it, you just gotta lean back. It's the best shit.
Yeah, that and Move Bitch, Get Out of the Way by Ludacris. Those
Move
are,
Bitch
like,
and Lean Back.
Songs,
it's like, it's like the best shit.
Yeah.
I think Move Bitch was like the theme for your reel. Back in college.
It should be.
It's just sad, depressing shit. And you're like, move, bitch. Get out the way.
Get out the way, bitch.
Oh, my fucking God. All right. So next week we talk about Jennifer Lopez. Thank you, Jim, for joining us on this hot topic,
always.
Hot pocket.
Oh, man. All right. That brings me back. RIP. RIP. In my space. Let's pour one out.